return to IPR's radio drama, The Gift of the Magi, presented by Lifestream Services in just a moment. But first, our story tonight is about the power of giving, not just during the holidays, but all year round. And that's what public radio is asking of you. If you believe in the value of Indiana Public Radio, do the right thing and support the station. Because if you don't, just think of what your favorite public radio figures might have to do. Lynn Rosetto Casper from The Splendid Table might have to sling hash at a local diner.
Order in.
Hey, dollface, what do you want?
I'd like an Adam and Eve on a raft, a dry stack with a side of grunts, two scrambled hen berries, and a bowl of loosened... Oh, I can't say that. Prunes, a bowl of prunes, please.
Coming right up!
Bill McLaughlin, host of the classical program Exploring Music, might have to move to Top 40.
And now, let us get jiggy with the latest sick beats from Iggy Azalea, J-Lo, and their classic piece of Americana, Booty.
Or a Prairie Home Companion might have to fire their sound effects guy.
The Norwegian Lutheran bachelor farmer sighed with quiet, wordless satisfaction as his cattle ambled their way across the clover. Ambled their way across the clover.
Moo.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't let this happen. Support your public radio station today. Go online anytime at indianapublicradio.org. Stop by the station at Ball State or call 800-646-1812. Support public radio today.
Looseners are up!
And now, Act Two of The Gift of the Magi.
Christmas Eve. The snow has gathered overnight and blanketed the little shacks of the Hooverville. Della awakes after a fitful night of tossing and turning to the sound of Jim setting off for his daily job hunt. She waits to hear Jim depart from the shack.
Bye, Del. I love you.
Della springs out of bed. She drags her money tin out from its hiding place and counts it again, hoping, by some magic, to find more money inside.
$1.87. Ugh, there's got to be something else.
Out of an old crate comes what few pieces are left of her mother's china collection. She has saved a few pieces as keepsakes, but it's time for them to go.
Maybe Margaret will go with me. Margaret, are you home?
Hold on. Good morning. You're up and about early.
Will you run some errands with me?
You decided to get the shirt, didn't you? Let's go.
Once again, the women find themselves trudging through the snow toward the shops. This time, however, they turn the corner and head into a different part of town.
Hey, watch it!
Oh, excuse me.
Where are we going?
It's just down the street a bit.
They stop at a sign that reads Pawn Shop and enter. It reeks of old cigars and mildew.
Hello?
Just a sec.
I don't like the looks of this place.
It's fine.
Let's just get this over quickly. This place gives me the willies.
What you need?
I want to sell this china.
No market for china these days.
I came in here just a few months ago and you bought a whole set off me.
Times have changed.
Here, look at these pieces, though. Handcrafted, floral ornamentation. They're spectacular.
Sure are. You can use them for your Christmas dinner.
I don't want to keep them. I need to sell them.
I already told you. I don't have any need for china. Look around. I don't have to. I have too much of it already. People are always coming in and trying to haggle me for money for the worthless keepsakes.
I know these are worth something.
All you have are a couple of plates and a few cups.
That's not even a full set.
They're worth something.
Fine. You know what they're worth? $2.
That's it?
That's it. If you really want to sell them, that's what I'll pay.
I need at least 15 for these.
Who do you think I am? Santa Claus?
$2, that's it.
10.
2.
5. Della, come on, let's just go. Fine, I'll take it.
Smart woman.
Here.
Thank you.
Eh.
Merry Christmas. Let's go, Margaret. Why did you sell it for so little? He was right. It was only a few pieces.
Wait, you're not still fixed on getting that chain, are you?
Margaret,
I thought we talked about this. It's not practical, Della.
It's exactly what I need.
It's way too expensive.
I know, but I just can't be content knowing that there's the perfect gift for Jim and not get it for him.
Why not wait till you can afford it?
It may not be there by then. If I have to give up something of my own just to get it for him, then so be it. It'll be worth him being happy again.
Where are you even going to get that kind of money?
I don't know. I'm sure I have something back at home I can sell.
Like what?
I don't know. A chair? A table?
A big gust of wind blows, and the women huddle back into a doorway for a moment. Della's hair whips about her face.
Oh, my hair! My hair.
What?
Of course. I could sell it.
Sell your hair?
Yes, I could sell my hair.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not? I have so much of it.
Are you insane? Della, it's just a watch chain.
No, it's not. His watch is his hope. He needs a chain so he can keep his hope with him.
Is it worth cutting off all your hair?
Jim loves me no matter what I look like.
Well, of course, but wouldn't he be mad?
No.
Your hair is pretty, Della.
It'll still be pretty, just shorter.
A lot shorter. And you've never cut your hair. It's part of you. It'll never look the same once you cut it.
I know.
If you resort to selling your hair, there are better things you could and should buy with that money.
I have to do it.
It's one day out of the year. Just make him a nice roast and leave it at that.
But it's Christmas, and it's the perfect gift.
It's not like Jim will know. He's not going to be disappointed.
No, but I will be. I can't stand how miserable he is every day. I want him to be happy. I want to be happy. I'm so tired of this.
A watch chain isn't going to solve your problems, Della. You can't just go back to the way things were. None of us can. And cutting off your hair for one Christmas present is unreasonable.
It's just hair.
Yes, but it's just so... Getting your hair chopped off is what one of those women do, not you.
But it's for a good reason. It's not like I'm in some kind of trouble.
The only places that pay for hair are on the bad side of town. You know that.
I'll be fine. I'll have you.
No, you won't.
What?
I'm not coming with you. Either you come home with me now and forget this foolishness, or you are on your own.
But Margaret...
No! I'm putting my foot down. What's it going to be? Are you coming home with me like a sensible and intelligent young woman? Or are you going to chop off all your hair for a silly Christmas gift?
It's not silly.
Don't come crying to me when you realize you made a mistake.
Margaret storms off in a huff, leaving Della standing alone, unsure what to do next. On the one hand, Margaret has a point. But on the other, she wants a Christmas wish more than anything. She pictures the look on Jim's face when she hands him the chain, and her mind is made up. She sets off in search of a place to sell her hair.
Oh, here goes nothing.
Meanwhile, Frank Harding is pacing in front of his shack, clutching a small handmade radio.
Can't believe it.
Honey, are you okay?
Alice Harding steps out of her shack. Her beautiful face is lined with worry and exhaustion.
I built this radio yesterday and no one will buy it from me. It's the best one I've built. I could get a good price for it if someone would just show some interest.
Have you tried taking it to any shops?
Yes. No one is willing to pay for a handmade radio.
It may just take some time to find a buyer.
I need to sell it now.
Why are you in such a hurry?
Eleanor asked Santa for a bike this year.
I know, and I heard what you told her last night, Frank.
You did?
Yes, you were very sweet to her. But why lead her on like that? Just because she asked Santa for a bike doesn't mean that's what she'll get.
She's depending on Santa to get her one.
Well, sometimes Santa brings us what he thinks is the perfect gift for us. It may not be what we asked for, but it's still a wonderful present. He could bring her ribbons or some paper dolls.
She said she didn't want those things. She wants a bike so badly.
Maybe once we get out of this place, Santa will be able to get her a bike.
It breaks my heart to see her having to live like this. And you. I can build almost anything, and I've always been able to fix things.
We'll get through this together.
I know I can fix this. Santa can make anything happen.
Yes, but Santa is having some troubles this Christmas, so he may have to find something else.
I'm sure if he works hard enough, he can bring her a bike.
What happens if Santa works and works but can't find a bike for Eleanor?
Eleanor believes in him, and Santa always finds a way. He has to.
It takes nearly an hour, but Della finally sees the building tucked back off the street, and she goes in.
I knew there was one somewhere. Madame Sofroni, hair goods of all kinds, second floor.
Della hustles up the stairs to the door and knocks frantically. There stands Madame, large, too white and chilly, hardly looking the Sofroni.
Yes?
Are you Madame Sofroni?
Yes.
Will you buy my hair?
I buy hair. Take your hat off and let's have a sight at the looks of it.
Della undoes her hair and lets it cascade down in shimmering ripples. Even Madame, in all her chilliness, is impressed. Madame weighs the hair in her hands and studies it, running her fingers through and looking for lice. Della shivers and cringes with each strand Madame tugs.
Ever had lice?
No.
You take good care of it?
Yes.
You have some beautiful hair. I'll give you $20 for it.
Only 20? I need at least $40.
40? You're trying to rob me.
Fine. 30.
I won't go a penny over 20. I haven't the time or the patience for haggling today.
But for such beautiful hair...
You don't want it? You don't have to sell it then.
Fine. Give it to me.
Come in.
Thank you.
Sit down.
The shop is dank and dark. It sports a few mismatched chairs and a couple of windows caked in grime. There are towels and scissors lying about and little piles of hair on the floor gathering dust.
Why are you in such a hurry to sell your hair? Bill due today?
No.
You owe a loan shark?
No. I needed to get a gift for my husband.
A gift?
Yes.
Must be some gift if you're willing to sell your hair for it.
It is.
All right, here we go. Careful, girl, or I'll have to cut off more than your hair.
I'm sorry.
Just keep still.
You know, I was really set on doing this, but now that it's actually
too
happening,
late to turn back. I've already got most of the back off.
Already?
You'd look like an awful mess if you walked out now.
Oh.
Don't worry. You'll still have your pretty little face once I'm done with you.
Della sits mortified as she feels her beautiful hair being cut away in chunks. She gets nervous butterflies at the thought of what she will look like with her hair so short. It takes all her willpower not to faint as Madame hands her a mirror to look in.
Here.
Oh. Oh, my.
Short, ain't it?
Yes.
That's what you had to give for $20. Is it worth it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Good. Here's your money.
Thank you.
I hope you're right.
I am. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
already? Oh no, I've got to hurry.
Della panics. She searches her pockets for any trinkets she may have left to sell. She considers selling her coat or gloves, but the pawn shop is closed for the holiday. And when she realizes this, she's already lost precious time. She dashes down the city streets towards the jewelry store, hoping and praying that the watch chain is still there and that by some miracle she'll be able to buy it.
Oh, I made it.
Della takes her hat off to peer at the chain in the window display. Her newly butchered hair sticks out at all angles, making her look like a disheveled young man from the back. The salesman from before enters and starts towards Della, his smile as sickeningly sweet as ever.
Welcome, my good sir. May I interest you in any of our fine pieces? We have quite a selection of handcrafted...
I'm back for the watch chain.
Excuse me?
I'm back. You said you'd hold the chain for me?
Sir, I'm afraid I... Oh, my. You're the lady from before.
Yes.
Oh, my. Your hair, it's...
Oh, yes. That.
Della quickly puts her hat on to cover the unsightly mess of hacked hair.
Well, my goodness, I didn't think you'd actually be back. We close in half an hour.
Yes, but...
But...
I don't have enough.
Enough money?
Yes.
That's a problem.
Look, I have some, just not that much.
Then you'll have to find something else. I have a handsome set of cufflinks.
I want the chain.
Unless you have the correct amount, I'm afraid I can't give it to you.
Can't you lower the price a bit?
I've already lowered the price for you, and I'm beginning to regret it.
Please, sir, you don't understand. I need this chain.
And I need money. I'd like to help you, but...
It's the perfect gift for my husband.
That's all well and good, but if you can't pay for it, I can't sell it to you.
It's not like anyone else is in here to buy it. I'm here and willing to pay for it.
You yourself said you don't have enough for it.
I'll give you all the money I have.
Why not find something you can afford? There are plenty of items just as handsome.
It has to be the chain. I need it to bring back his happiness. I need it to remind him of the good times, so I can see him happy just a moment of pure joy. I can't go home without it. And I tried so hard to get the money. I sold everything I had left, and my hair, and the...
That's why you cut off your hair? To sell it?
Yes.
Just to buy a Christmas gift for your husband?
Yes.
Why?
It's all I had left. His happiness is worth everything to me.
Della watches with bated breath as the salesman mulls everything over. She feels herself losing the battle and begins to lose all hope.
How much do you have?
$23.87.
I'll take $23 for it, not a penny less.
Really?
Yes. I see people coming in and out of this store, and none of them seem as devoted or caring as you, or as persistent. Call it an early Christmas present.
Oh, thank you! Thank you! Merry Christmas! What is your name?
Sydney.
Merry Christmas, Sydney.
Merry Christmas.
Della runs home, clutching the chain in her fist, too excited to put it in her pocket. She rushes into her shack and sets the chain on the table. She grins at it and goes to take off her hat and let down her hair, but stops. The reality of what she's done sinks in. She sits and begins to tear up with a mixture of triumph and loss.
Della?
Come in.
I just wanted to come say that I'm sorry for being so harsh earlier. Oh, what's the matter? Are you all right? Are you hurt?
No, nothing's wrong. I got the chain.
You didn't?
Yes.
Take off your hat. Let me see it. Oh, Della.
Thank you.
End of Act 2 of The Gift of the Magi.